Sports Flash.
Time for an unsportsmanlike conduct Sports Flash update.
Sports Flash.
From the Sports Flash Sports Desk.
You said you had a
I thought that you would want to take this because this is for the team that you were the play-by-play voice of.
I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Oh, okay. The Creighton men's basketball team, John, has added a player in the portal. Oops, I went a little early. Oh, wow. It was too low. I couldn't hear
it.
Yeah,
I know. It's hard to hear. What is this? Is this blown up, too, because of the is this something else we can't play over the stupid video stream?
We're just going to have to
stop doing video if we can't play cool music anymore.
We love the video stream.
Well, but if we can't play cool music anymore, now we're blowing up the Sports Flash.
Wow.
Maybe we just need to rethink this whole thing.
Jemiah Neal is the young man's name. Wow, I sound like an old. The young man's name. Good Lord. I don't like myself. Apologies all around. Apologies.
This kid is from Arizona.
Yeah, he's from Phoenix originally. Played a year at Arizona State. He was a three-star, according to 24/7, coming out of high school. 6'6". John, that's tall. Taller than me, certainly. Taller than you. Taller than Nick.
Yes.
He actually played last year. This isn't somebody who just, like, sat on the bench and toiled.
No, he played the most minutes last year for Arizona State.
There you go. And he's now a Blue Jay, as he announced on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
Well, there have been folks who have been wringing their hands going, when are the Jays going to actually get somebody out of the portal?
Got their answer, didn't they?
Here's the first one. Now, looking at the numbers on Neal, he is certainly someone who might be able to replace part of the role that Baylor Shireman will be vacating.
Yeah.
The defensive rebounding side of things. He was one of the best defensive rebounders on the Sun Devils last year. The one area, though, that will be lacking is three-point shooting.
Not great.
Yeah, he is a career sub-30 three-point shooter.
Yuck.
Last year he was at 27%, and he took the second most threes on the team. Now, if you want to look at this from a developmental standpoint, the Jays announced earlier this week that Trey Ziegler, who 2 years ago was a grad assistant who left with Alan Huss to go to High Point as an assistant, has come back to Creighton.
Folks.
He's taking the role that Jalen Courtney Williams just vacated as he left for LSU. So Trey Ziegler is going to be the new assistant coach. It was Ziegler who worked closest with Trey Alexander 2 years ago when we saw Trey's three-point shooting percentage skyrocket. And then, of course, last year it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
So if Trey Ziegler can be the three-point shooting whisperer that he was for Trey Alexander two years ago.
Make the three.
Perhaps he will be able to do the same with Jemiah Neal.
By the way, I just got a message from someone that saw him recently when he was on his tour. Says he looks a lot taller than 6'6". So there you go. Maybe he's grown since his high school days. Maybe he's even taller. By the way.
Yeah, he averaged, 11 points a game last year? 11 points and about 5.5 rebounds, I believe, was the numbers.
Connor Happer Show duped me big time
with
the naming of their podcast, Trey is Back. And I was like, whoa, he's back? And then I downloaded it, and I got mad, and I deleted it after a minute because I was so triggered by getting duped. I didn't appreciate it. They got the download.
They did get the download.
Congrats on the download there, Connor. We're still waiting, right? We don't know what's going on.
We do not know about Trey Alexander.
Or Kalkbrenner.
We do not know about Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Wow.
Now, with Kalkbrenner, we may be waiting until after the NBA analysis.
Yeah, the season ended almost a month ago.
Well, I mean,
It's been almost a month since Nick and I and Happer were watching it with the guy in the red Yankees hat.
And that is one of the areas, that's one of the reasons why in the moment, the Jays probably aren't getting a lot of names out of the portal at this point because there's still so much uncertainty about whether or not Alexander or Kalkbrenner will be back.
Folks.
So if you're looking for a combo guard like Trey was or a center as Kalkbrenner is, you know, if you know that those guys are going to be back, some of the higher level names in the portal aren't probably going to be looking at you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the give and the take of, you know, waiting on these guys. And we'll have to wait and see. Last night, Kalkbrenner was here. He threw out the first pitch.
Speaking of tall.
At the game.
It's like looks like Randy Johnson.
He had
on
his
the
own
mound.
Custom Jays baseball jersey, and I was very triggered. I wanted my own custom baseball.
That's cool.
You can
ask
get one.
Ed.
Ask John.
Yeah, I have Ed Services' number. Do you want me to give you Ed Services' number?
I have Ed Services' number.
Why don't you shoot him a text?
Oh, Josh, you should,
you,
well, it was
you should get us one, too. Hey,
I
Coach.
I don't want one.
You don't want one? I'll take one.
No, I don't want one. Hey, can John Bishop and Nick Grimm, he'd say, who?
Speaking of
he'd also say that to me. Who? Who is this?
Who? Speaking
what
of
was
baseball.
That, yeah?
Our UMass Hawks.
I'm rooting against them.
Scored another run.
Oh, man.
Why are you rooting against them?
Because I don't like it when the teams do the opposite of what I say. I said they're bad. I don't want them to win.
It's now 4-1 UMass.
I hate to tell you.
Why
this.
Do you keep calling them UMass?
Because that's what they call themselves.
No, they're UMass, Nick.
No, it's Mess. University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
This isn't UMass as in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oops. My bad.
This is University of Maryland Eastern Shore.
Apologies.
I knew exactly where Nick was going.
I thought he was doing a pun.
No.
No.
They are a mess.
They are a mess. They're 0-34.
I did find their shirts, though.
Josh,
I kind of want to get one.
They'll still be bad.
Yeah.
Even if they win this game. Because they'll be 1-33.
But how funny would
that's
no,
still
1-34.
Whatever.
How funny would it be
bad.
If they went 0-whatever? That'd be pretty funny.
I wonder how
it?
Statistically improbable that is.
Yeah, in college baseball, who's the worst college baseball team ever, John?
It might
You're
be
the
this.
Expert.
I have no idea. I've never done that research.
Well, that's why you don't do a segment called Wooden Bats and Rubber Hats.
No, I don't. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that at all.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back.
Folks.
We'll get to the dumbass stupid turns.
Let's do it.
And we'll also discuss the Kool-Aid guzzling and the run and wrestling connection and dumb debates.
So many things.
So many things as BP is about ready to begin for the Creighton Blue Jays. And Coastal is in the house as well, as we'll have another game tonight. You'll be able to hear it on our sister station, 1180 The Zone.
John, speaking of so many things, did you know that this week's Zone deal is to Churco, which has an ever-evolving menu? That's code for so many things. Dynamic, fine dining experience. How about them apples?
Yeah, and this week's deal, you get two $25 vouchers, which is a $50 value.
Whoa.
For just $25. The deal goes on sale this Friday morning at 1620thezone.com.